How could launching a podcast help you generate income?
Communication Generation. Get your ideas into ears.
Hello, I'm Steve Randall, founder of Communication Generation, and we're going to take a look at how launching your podcast could generate income. Marketing is often seen purely as a cost, or more accurately, as an investment, because you're hoping to get a return on that. But podcasting and other content marketing can also be a direct revenue stream. You just need a shift in thinking from how much will it cost to how much can this make? And you need to begin to focus on how your podcast could not only build and engage an audience, but also provide a new saleable product. Now, this tallies with the views of two of the names in content marketing, Joe Polizzi and Robert Rose. In their book, Killing Marketing, they said that we've been doing it wrong for years because it's meant to be a profit center. Their research found that both successful new media companies and those product brands that have seen benefits from content marketing have a similar revenue model. Whatever type of content you're creating, the audience it attracts can be monetized. And for podcasts, there are specific processes and executions that will drive the revenue, but the basic principle works for other media too. So let's look at some of the revenue models that have proven success and how they can be applied to podcasting. First of all, advertising and sponsorship. Now, these two are the basic workhorses of media monetization, the kind of thing that both broadcasters and publishers have used for decades. For your podcast, could it focus on specific use cases and feature your clients? Could there be some shared investment? Or perhaps your product or service has a natural partner that could come on board as an advertiser? So take, for example, an estate agent. While the podcast is focused on an audience to enable the sale of more homes for the estate agent, there's potential revenue by accepting advertising, sponsorship, or branded content, what we used to call advertorial, that sits within the podcast. Now, this doesn't detract from the estate agent's own content or focus. It enhances it. So think of a mortgage broker or a surveyor or a builder or interior designer. The list goes on. All of this provides value for the sponsor, but doesn't become bigger than the key message of the estate agent's podcast. Another benefit of this approach is that it gives you some extra content for your podcast too. A second direct stream of revenue is premium content. Now, this one's a growing area of media and one that podcasting is starting to embrace. There are already several options to seamlessly offer a mix of free and premium audio content on the same platform, including on your own website. Now, there are plenty of use cases for this, but for one, imagine that your regular podcast offers broad insights for your audience and is available freely on the major podcasting platforms to enable it to maximize its marketing function. The premium content would offer deeper insights, perhaps training, which is only available to an exclusive paying audience. So just like courses and books, this premium content comes at a price but doesn't devalue the free podcast that you're sharing. A third option is events. Now, this is a big deal for media companies, and while physical events have taken a hit from the pandemic, online events are thriving. Your podcast can not only drive ticket sales for your events, but can also be the event itself. It's not a huge issue to record the audio of your event, especially for an online one, and adapt it into a podcast. You could allow attendees to ask questions, or you could interview them, which would add an extra dimension to your podcast. Once you have an established podcast, being at a recording of an episode becomes a privilege worth paying for, especially if the event will offer additional insights that may or may not be included in the podcast. I mean, these are just three options for generating revenue through your podcast, and there are others. They can also be combined in several ways to maximize revenue. If you'd like help with planning, presenting, producing, or promoting your podcast, or want to discuss ways that can line it up to generate revenue, please get in touch. Just visit our website, communicationgeneration.co.uk, or drop me a message on LinkedIn.
How powerful is the Cox Network? So powerful that one day, the internet will let your doctor perform miracles from thousands of miles away.
Connecting to remote operating room.
Giving a whole new meaning to the term house call.
Operation complete.
The Cox Network. With gig speeds everywhere, it's internet built for tomorrow, today. Cox, bringing us closer. In Cox serviceable areas, speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms apply. Other restrictions may apply.
At Lowe's, we know you can get the job done faster if you don't have to stop and come into the store all the time. That's why we've updated our app with your business in mind. With the app, you can build quotes, easily reorder your supplies, track orders, and much more. So you can get everything you need right away, stay on the job, finish it, and get started on the next one. Download the app today, because Lowe's knows time is money. Lowe's knows pros.